The Senate passed a measure advancing a government funding bill yesterday that zeroes out money for the Affordable Care Act. Both senators, Meg Murkowski and Begich, supported the measure, and Congressman Don Young supported it in the House last week. Joining us to explain what's happening and how this relates to a pending government shutdown is APRN's Washington correspondent Peter Granitz. He says Begich supported the measure to make sure Congress maintains funding for the health care law.
That sounds confusing because it is. This is the first procedural step in a Senate vote. He joined 99 other senators in voting to open up debate. When you open up debate, it means you can actually amend the bill. So the House passed this bill that said we will keep the government operating. That's called your continuing resolution bill. The House passed that with a provision zeroing out money for the Affordable Care Act. Now, that got sent back to the Senate. That's what they're debating now. And it's expected that Majority Leader Harry Reid would bring up an amendment that, this is where it gets particularly wonky, would strip the defund Obamacare language, meaning it would actually add the money back in. And then that would go back to the House. So it is a fiercely political vote. Last week, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor actually singled out Senator Begich and some other vulnerable Democrats in the Senate who are from Republican-leaning states, saying, you know what, I want to see how they vote on this. I want to see what they do. And when that vote comes up that Senator Reid will bring up, it's only going to need 51 votes. So it's interesting to see where Senator Begich will come down on that.
Peter, it appears that the Senate will pass the continuing resolution once as expected. As you said, Senator Reid will strip out the provision that would take funding away from the Affordable Care Act, essentially putting funding back for the Affordable Care Act, and then they will pass that continuing resolution. What does that mean once the Senate passes that?
This continuing resolution would go back to the House, and the House would need to pass that, and that's a big if. That's where the shutdown comes in. But it would keep the government open, operating at the current levels, the current spending levels for the next 2 months. That's not a lot of time. I spoke with Congressman Don Young. He wants a full year continuing resolution. Senator Mark Begich says he supports the idea of a 2 month continuing resolution, because he says that gives more time for the appropriations committees to do their work and to pass the appropriations bills. He is an appropriator. His counterpart in the Senate, Senator Lisa Murkowski, is also an appropriator. And I talked with her, and she said it's just completely unreasonable to think that it's possible both chambers pass and reconcile their appropriations bill in this two-month window.
Is it realistic that we get them all done? That's really, really, really pushing it. We all want to believe, but it's really pushing it.
So what's the point of this two-month thing instead of a year?
I think to hold our feet to the fire. We seem to do better with a clock ticking.
And Lori, the real story comes this weekend when the Senate does send its version back to the House. Speaker John Boehner has a really tough decision to make. He will need to decide whether to take up the Senate bill that effectively has put the money back in for the Affordable Care Act, or he could say, no, I'm going to go with the will of my party and not pass that, or amend it and take it out again. And then, you know, October 1st, it's the new fiscal year. So the time is running very, very short.
Peter, what does Congressman Don Young say about this?
He says that cutting money for the Affordable Care Act is a worthy cause. It's something he supports, but it is not worth shutting down the government.
When you shut the government down, you shut it down. You shut it down. I went through this once. It wasn't a good thing.
So, Peter, what's next?
The clock is running. In the Senate, the next vote could come as early as Friday or late Sunday evening. Then it's back to the House. And, you know, all the while, the debt ceiling is hovering over this debate. If there's a government shutdown as early as next week for a couple of days or a few days, that's nothing compared to what will happen if the government does not raise the debt ceiling.
All right, Peter, thanks for keeping an eye on these negotiations and the ongoing issue with this vote.
You bet.
That was APRN's Peter Granitz at the Capitol in Washington, D.C.